This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
Right into it. I'm very excited. Our first guest, you know her from iconic roles like, oh, Amanda Woodward in Melrose Place. Gosh, there is Dynasty. TJ Hooker, anyone? And I was lucky enough to work with her in a little film called Firestarter. So cool. So please welcome, without further ado, the one and only Heather Locklear.
How sweet are you, my little daughter?
I loved being your daughter.
You don't even remember
Firestarter.
That.
Oh, I remember everything about it. Are you kidding?
Oh,
I have the sharpest memory with all of that stuff. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Absolutely. In fact, you know what? It happens to be Friday, and you know, all the kids do fun things on social media, and I thought we would just incorporate it to get into some of our favorite things about you on a little thing we're gonna call Flashback Friday. I would love to be a fly on the wall for some of your extraordinary iconic roles, but I can't not kick it off with a Firestarter. I mean, hello. Okay.
Fantastic.
I actually have a clip here, so we can refresh everybody's memory.
I want to do it again.
I said no.
Again, no!
I'm sorry, Mommy, I just made it.
You are just amazing from head to toe, from then till now, and it continued. But you know, I was only 21 at the time, and I'm like, I couldn't believe I was playing a mother of a little girl. I'm like, I have no idea. I have no younger siblings. I don't even know what I'm doing. And you helped. You were just charming and adorable.
Oh, I'm so glad. Good.
You were a great girl.
That makes me so happy. What surreal lives we live in.
I know, it's true.
The entertainment work. But then also, like, I literally, every Wednesday night, had parties with my friends.
Oh, yeah.
We had watching parties of Melrose Place, Amanda Woodward, D&D advertising.
Can you D&D, please, I'm a very important executive.
Can you please give me, like, a first thing that comes to your mind or a fly on the wall experience from Melrose Place?
Okay, first of all, I had those parties because I wasn't on for the first 18 episodes. So I was like, look at this great show. Then people go, you should be on it. I'm like, I'm too old to be on it. And, you know, everyone was in their 20s and I was almost 30. And, but a fly, you know, fly on the wall, it was always a lot of work. And, but I thought the kind of the coolest part is I was married and I got to bed hop with all these handsome actors and make out. And I was like, what a great job I have. So, you know, you can't do it with other people if you're married, but if it's your work.
I know, it's the strangest relationship conversation. You know, some people are cool with it and some people are really not cool with it. And it's a very surreal thing.
It is. You know, Grant Cho was dating someone on the show for a while, and I think he wanted to honor her, and we had a bed scene. And, you know, he had no shirt on, and I don't know what I had on. And under the covers, he had full-on jeans and work boots.
Yeah.
I'm like, so it was just really, I thought it was really sweet of him to make, you know, the girl feel good.
Okay. Oh, my God. I don't think that the world would be the same without the show Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, no, great people.
And I mean that, like, on a pop culture level. I mean that on an ensemble, successful show level. What was it like to be in Dynasty?
First of all, it was incredibly gorgeous. The set looked like a real home. They had, at that time, they had real, like, they had huge floral arrangements everywhere. And they were real. And, I mean, I'm like, that's a lot of money. It's like $5,000 or something, I think, for those big things.
I mean.
But it's gorgeous sets.
Blake Carrington,
yes.
And
who is now played by Grant Cho.
No!
Yes, in the new Dynasty. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Okay, T.J. Hooker.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a little about when I first got on, they have the uniform for me, and they go, we need to give her a padded bra. And it was really padded. And so I'm like, okay, I'll put that on. And then one, you know, a couple weeks later, they go, I see something in my dressing room, and it's a, like, underwear with a butt in it. And I'm like, you are not going to make me wear these. My butt's too flat. My boobs are too flat. And so I go, I am not wearing these butt things, and I'm not wearing this bra. Look. And then I became Stacey Sheridan.
Good for you. I love it. I'm actually going to show a picture in a little bit of what your body exactly was. And it is literally, you know what? Just forget it. Bring it up right now, because it's been living rent-free in my mind.
Oh, right. That's great.
I mean, you don't alter perfection. That's all I've got to say. You can tell those customers and those people, like, that, I mean, you're so stunning.
You're so funny. I think I still have that top. But I do. And I have, like, a rainbow one. And then the makeup, though, that was the 80s. It was truly, and a lot of makeup.
Oh, I love it. Well, you can all live with that rent-free in your mind as we go to a quick commercial break, and then we are going to come back, and I would love mother-to-mother, woman-to-woman,
of course,
that we're not 7 and 21, to just break it all down and keep talking.
All right.
We'll be right back.
I'd love it.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
We are here with the beautiful Heather Locklear, who I've known most of my life. We played mother and daughter when I was 7 and she was 21 in Firestarter. And you have this new project called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, the Kristen Carlson story. And I would love for you to talk about this project and the history of the writer and his wife that you are playing, who right. becomes the hero of the story.
Right. Well, I think in the 90s, the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff came out, and it sold like 20 million copies. I don't know, a bunch of copies. And this Chris, who I play, and her husband, Richard, were very spiritual people, honestly on a different level. And they were such a unique couple together. And they would meditate every morning together in bed, have their coffee, and had two girls. And they had started writing books together, but she was doing the mom thing and he was doing his work. Anyway, so he passes away and suddenly Chris has to become him and her, a mother and a father, keeping the brand together, going through such a grieving process that she learned, like, this is the big stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. Let's like live moment to moment and enjoy every moment. And that will might help take care of the big stuff. But at least when the big stuff comes, you'll feel confident that you will get through it. And she's such an angel, honestly. And she's just full of wisdom, full of spirituality. And there were so many synchronicities between the two of us and between her and her husband. And anyway, with her two daughters, the strength that she had to raise those two, to keep it together, to keep the brand going, and she is still today. And so with her book, this book, it's such a journey through what she went to, through when she heard he passed, and until, you know, a couple years after of her life and how she had to accept and move forward. You can either sit back and feel bad, or you have to move forward, and that will get you out. So she's just an amazing human being, and it's really the story of these three girls, women, two girls, and how they stick together and get through this tragic thing that he was only 45 years old when he died.
And then she found, like, letters. She had all these love letters of his.
She, first when she came back, there was things in the house that he had written down, like, don't forget the dog medicine, don't forget this is what happens on Wednesday and Thursday. Like, he had known somehow that he was slowing down, I don't know. So these were, she'd find them in books. But then he had written on her, on their 18th wedding anniversary, he gave her this, like, semi-book. And so she's looking at this, and he's like, if I had my life to live over again, I wouldn't change a thing. Chris, you are the loved one. It was almost like a goodbye. And he passed 3 years later. And so, you know, and this is also a book. It's 1 hour to live, 1 hour to love.
Yeah.
And so it's also incredible, you know, for anyone who's going through loss or divorce or a pet going or losing a job. And it's pretty amazing.
I appreciate people who go out there and say, love, it's okay.
Right.
Right. Live as if you have no fears or there may not be a luxury of time.
Right.
These are profound things to me. And I parent that way, too. I parent very lovingly.
You are so right. My daughter, I used to be afraid of saying goodbye and hugging people. And my girlfriend would say, why don't you hug me? So then I hug everyone. The guy who's taking out my groceries, that they don't do that anymore. But I'd hug him. I'm saying, okay, I got to get over this, you know, shyness. And my daughter says, I love you when she hangs up to anyone. I love you when she leaves. I think, you know, she's afraid that if she doesn't say that, you know, how guilty she would feel if something happened to anyone. But she taught me that. And so I love you, Drew, so much.
I love you, too. I do. And I was so excited to see you today and reconnect. And speaking of reconnecting and love, may I ask you about reconnecting with your high school sweetheart?
No, I'm kidding. Of course you can. Yeah.
You met this man in high school, so I suppose
yes.
He was a young man or a boy at that point.
He was 15.
First of all, when you guys were making out, could anyone tell you apart?
Are you kidding? No. Here's the thing. He's better looking. He's cuter than me. I'm like, ugh. And then I'm like, no, I don't think they knew
I mean, you look like two halves that make the perfect whole here, or go to the same hairstylist. It's just perfect.
I didn't realize he actually did his hair, but he obviously did his hair. He didn't say it didn't just go like that.
I mean, you
worked as hard as on his hair than I worked on mine. Just saying.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's so meant to be. And then you reconnected years later.
40 years later. Is there a 40? It's older than you. 40 years later.
No, I'm 46. Having been a mother-daughter with you, I am so excited for this new film to come out. I think the whole subject is really going to speak to people. And I have loved cheering you on since I was 7. I will continue to do so for my entire life.
Vice versa.
And thank you for all the good, amazing things that you have brought into this world.
Thank you, and vice versa.
Thank you. Heather's new movie, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, the Kristen Carlson story, premieres tomorrow on Lifetime. We will be right back. Thank you, Heather. Let it not be so long.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It, talking about it, watching it on TV. Here is some delicious kitchen inspiration.
Hi, Drew. It's Patty Hinich. To help celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, I'm going to make a salsa matcha. And it's gorgeous and so delicious. It's from my upcoming book, Treasures of the Mexican Table. And to make it, all you need is 5 minutes. And you can use it in so many ways. So I'm going to add olive oil, vegetable oil. Once it's hot, add walnuts, pine nuts, pistachios, garlic cloves, ancho chiles. Stem them, seed them, cut them into small pieces, and chiles de árbol. So you're gonna stem them. I'm gonna keep the seeds. And then I'm gonna stir. Add pumpkin seeds, amaranth seeds, vinegar, dark brown sugar, salt. Mix these up, and we're gonna let it cool. You can spoon it on top of avocado toast. You can spoon it on top of pancakes, French toast. You can spoon it on top of yogurt, fruit. You can eat it in so many ways. It's super yum.
I'm gonna be thinking about that all day long.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. Our next guest is one of the most respected names in business. I love business. I don't know why. I was like born a total hippie, but I love business. And she turned a $1,000 enterprise into a $5 billion brand, making her the queen of real estate. I don't know if you know this, but most people would rather surf Zillow than have sex. There's studies about it. I'm just saying. So she chose the right field. She invested in over 80 businesses on her Emmy Award-winning Shark Tank show. And she's here today. It's Barbara Corcoran! I am such an Uber fan. I mean, you do two of my favorite things, real estate and business.
Well, why don't we exchange seats? For a whole week.
I just want to exchange numbers and ask you about your work-life balance, too.
Oh, forget about that. Call somebody else.
Oh, good. That's an honest answer.
Yeah.
I love you on social media.
Thank you.
You are very interesting. I love it. Like, I'm wacky.
Well, I'm myself on social media. Who cares, right?
Me too.
Yeah, it's freedom. Yeah.
I follow you on social, and I saw this comment that you did on your Instagram post, we have an image of it right here. Dude with sign.
I love that guy.
Let us mark text as unread. I love him too.
Yeah, he's spot on, that guy, every time.
He went from, a few followers to millions upon millions upon millions very fast, mm-hmm. faster than most accounts I've ever seen in social media life, because I think people just loved what he was doing.
Yeah, and also people would identify with every one of his messages, but they never paused to think about it. His messaging is so similar, like, let us mark text as unread. I didn't think about that till I saw that sign. I thought, wow, I could avoid all the people I want to avoid. I could just not open those texts, make a pile of procrastination, and get back to them when I'm in a good mood. I was thinking, this guy's got a great idea, and everybody responds to him that way.
Well, it's funny Simple. Because he happens to be right here
no.
in our audience. It's
I'm very, very good. Hi, Barbara. Big fan.
Hi. When you get old enough, I want to marry you.
I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Seth, how are you today?
Very happy. Doing pretty well.
You never smile in any of these
photos. I know. It freaks a lot of people out, I think.
You've got good teeth. Yeah, you got good teeth. Show the teeth a little.
Thank you.
That's a good question.
I have to let them know I'm serious. I have to let them know I'm meat business, you know?
I was going to say, is that it? You want people to know, like, you're convicted?
Honestly, I think I just did it the first couple times, and I saw a lot of comments of people thinking it was funny, like, wow, he's so serious, and just kept it going.
And are you serious in real life, Seth?
Not at all. Very quiet. I'm also a little wacky.
Hey, do you make any money on this? I've always been curious. I'm sorry, you can edit it out, right?
No, go.
I do make money. I was able to quit my job, and that's my full time.
How do you make money on this?
I have brands reached out to me. Brands reach out to me, and I'll hold a sign that, says
really?
Something about their
Start
brand.
Start holding signs. Seems like an easy living.
It's not a bad one, yeah.
Seth, you are truly one of a kind, and everybody's picking up what you're putting down. You are so awesome. Mm-hmm. I love you. I do. Thank you so much for coming today, Seth.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm so happy for the empire you're building. Okay, so now you've invested millions of dollars into companies, but I really love what you look for mm-hmm. in the people you invest in. Will you tell me about that?
I don't look for really smart people, honestly. I look for people that are soulful, that totally believe in what they're doing. I'm also looking for someone who's had struggles. We get a lot of rich kids on Shark Tank pitching. They have funds from their family and friends. Nothing's wrong with that. But I love to see a guy who had a father who was drunk, talks about it. And so there's nothing better than an individual who wants to show the world they could do it when the world thought they couldn't, whoever the world was. And so then I get an entrepreneur who's on fire and stays on fire. Not just like he's excited at first or she's excited first, but they stay on fire because they're on a mission to prove. And those are always the businesses I make the money on. Even if it's a stupid product, I make money on it because of the individual.
I love that. I don't think I've really heard mm-hmm. anyone in business say that. And I'm telling you, as someone who has been broken several times throughout mm-hmm. their life, and I'm sure most of us have been, because that is the journey of a life, to hear that you are rooting for those people. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for being who you are. Seriously. Everybody's going for something else.
Yes.
Has there ever been an opportunity that you missed that you kicked yourself for?
Oh, sure. Of course, yeah.
Any examples?
The first one that comes to mind, of course, was that stupid smiley sponge that Lori bought into. What was it, Scrub Daddy?
It did well, right?
Well, when I saw it, I thought, who the heck would want a smiley face on this sink? Well, 800,000 people wanted it. And Lori made a fortune. But then you never know what's going to strike on Shark Tank. We act smart, but we don't know what we're doing. But on Shark Tank, another one came in, two crazy guys, brothers, fun-loving, and they pitched an oversized blanket with a hood. And they said they didn't know what they would sell it for. They handmade it. They didn't know where they would make it, in fact. They didn't know anything, and I bought it because I thought they were a lot of fun. And we've made $400 million. Go figure.
I have one upstairs in pink. Yeah, I have a comfy too. All right, we're gonna go to a quick commercial break, and up next, we're gonna hear from the CEO of a million-dollar lifestyle brand and a female small business owner who is in need of some advice. I can't think of anyone better. We'll be right back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran. I mean, Shark Tank is one of your many credits on your CV. And also joining us today is a CEO who started her million-dollar lifestyle brand on Etsy. My favorite place in the world. Please welcome Grace Alea.
Hello.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm doing so well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you built your brand with $10,000. How did you do it?
Yeah, so we started the business in 2014. The idea itself came about a year earlier because I was on vacation visiting my family in Kenya, and all of the hair on the back of my head had broken off, unfortunately. And if it could have been alleviated had I just been wearing a scarf. And so that's where the idea started turning, that there has to be something out there that is stylish enough to feel cute when you're on vacation, but also still protective of the hair. And so a year later, I made the first prototype in February of 2014. And from there, in May or so, I was telling my brother about the idea, and he basically offered me a $10,000 credit card. He was like, here's a credit card with $10,000 on it. Let's see what you can do with this. Wow. And with that, I made my first manufacturing run. I created our first website, and we built all of our content. And in September of 2014, we launched the business.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we have a small business owner from Columbus, Ohio, who calls herself a mompreneur, which is the cutest thing ever. And she's eager to ask for advice on her growing business. Take a look.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Sanger, and I started Jamison & Bexley. Jamison & Bexley was started to provide adventurous clothes for adventurous kids. It started in September 2017. I knew I wanted to start this business, and I wanted to name it after my son and his big sister, Bexley. I wanted to provide clothing that kept my kids looking like kids and offer different types of clothing for gender-neutral options as well. My husband and my kids are super supportive. If you ask my daughter, Bexley, this is her company, and I just work for her. And my son is the best little salesman ever at my pop-up shop. My company created the Mixed with Love t-shirt to show my kids that even though they are multi-race, they're not loved any less, and they are mixed with love. Being a mompreneur is everything. It's being able to watch my kids grow. It's being able to let them see me grow a business. My business over the past year kind of skyrocketed. I left corporate America right when our state shut down to COVID, and I was able to put 110% into my side hustle, which is now my main hustle. I'm strictly online, but my hope, fingers crossed, is to have a physical retail storefront one day and to be everywhere in the US and even international. I've always wanted to be in fashion my whole entire life. So to make my dream as a little girl come true is to show my kids that, hey, if mommy can do it, so can I.
Please welcome live and in person, Jennifer Sanger. Jennifer, what is your business need and what's your ultimate goal?
Okay, so first off, Drew, you are my best friend in my head.
Oh my God, I'm actually your best friend in reality.
Like, yes, since high school, like, everyone's gonna be like, oh my gosh, Jen is like on Drew Barrymore. I'm like, yeah, look at me now. So yes, and Barbara, so you are my favorite shark.
You've got good taste.
Yes, yes. I watch the show for fun, but no, like, I need help.
I would love to hear from Barbara. What is your advice? What are your feelings about brick and mortar also?
Well, specific to you, I don't like the idea. I hope you don't mind me telling you what I think really, right?
No, my husband will agree with you. So he's going to be like, I told you so.
No. We don't want to give that guy the satisfaction.
Absolutely not.
But let me share my thinking with you. I could envision you in a design studio where you're manufacturing and visitors are coming in at the same time. There's something very exciting to see how things are done and to get to talk with the entrepreneur, not as wanting to sell them something, yeah, but bring their kids in, take tours, and then you accomplish two things at once. What I don't like about retail is you have to really ramp up your production, get a lot of quantity going, and it's guesswork. You don't really know. The rents are outrageous on retail, and you have to sign a long-term lease, and it's hard to anticipate whether your company will outgrow it, when they'll outgrow it, or whether they won't measure up to it.
I tried a pop-up shop. It's so hard. I mean, and everything has really moved to online. So maybe at least at first, focus there. But I'd like to ask Grace what her thoughts are on this, because she's actually doing it.
Yeah, no, I actually completely agree with what Barbara and Drew have just said. You know, we live in a really special time where beforehand, we used to have to find our way into small rooms filled with people who make really big decisions for national brands, right? And now we can go directly to the consumer. So my advice is to go directly to the consumer, continue selling online and sell that way, as opposed to getting like Barbara was saying, a 10-year lease that you have to, you know, keep. But again, I don't want to step on any dreams. I, you know, if that's what you want to do. But I think there is a little bit of a pivot that you could do there in order to grow exponentially really big. We went from the $10,000 credit card to selling over 1 million products to over 500,000 people because we sold online primarily at first before getting into retail.
Now, Grace, would you invest in Jameson and Bexley? Is this a company that makes sense to you?
Definitely. So Jameson and Bexley, it sounds like, Jen, you are in the position that we were in when I was basically running most of the operation with my family out of my parents' back room. And so what I'd like to do is invest $20,000 right now in your business to help you get to that next level.
Trying not to cry because my mascara might run, but oh my God.
Do it.
So, oh my God. Wow. The fact that you've created a products that people are buying right now already is such an amazing feat. You know, that you could create something that people want to purchase is already an amazing feat. So I'm happy to invest in your dream.
Oh my God, wow. Thank you so much.
And that's not all. Everyone in the audience is gonna go home with a $150 gift card redeemable on gracealea.com. Oh. And you'll be able to Jennifer Sanger, I believe in you. Grace Alea, thank you for your generosity.
Thank you.
As well as
thank you so much.
Your opportunities that you're giving. And Barbara.
What? I'm afraid.
I just think the world of you. And I'm so glad to finally be in person with you and be able to show you that love and scare you slightly. This is such an honor and a thrill.
I love it. I love you so
much. I love
as
you,
everybody.
Barbara. Thank you so much. At 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, or you can be like me and binge it on the couch for hours on their marathons. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Jiggle of that good news jello.
Whoa.
And with me at the desk, I can't say jello without doing this. His favorite jello flavor is red. Rossi Ross Matthews.
Jello.
Jello. First up, the hardest working woman in showbiz has done it again. NME reports Madonna's new live concert film, Madam X, is out on Paramount Plus right now. Cameras followed her on tour dates for 75 days around the world, and I was lucky enough to be in the audience for the New York premiere. Uh-huh, and I got to ask her a question. Madonna. By the way, she would not approve of any of this goofiness, I feel like. She's so damn cool. But I wanted to share the moment with you, so take a look.
My question for you was, have you said no to anything that you wish you had said yes to, and what was that thing?
Oh, that's a good one.
Good question. Yeah, I was given the script to The Matrix. I was offered the role of
Trinity.
Yeah, and I read the script, and I'm like, this is the stupidest I've ever read in my life.
What?
I turned it down.
Okay. I'm sorry. Do you know how cool it is that you get to go to opening night and you get to ask Madonna a question?
The truth is, I used to be all up in the club with Madonna and Sean back in the day, so I've really known her most of my life.
Of course.
But she's also still Madonna, and I'm geeking out and freaking out. But this concert film is really unlike other concert films. It makes you feel like you've traveled to Europe and you're seeing exquisite performance art. I felt like I had left the country and gone to some beautiful place, and she's wearing a black wig in it, and the people in it are just, it's really incredible.
Yeah, I met Madonna one time.
And?
Yeah, she goes like this, and I like touched her hand, and I felt like I was touched for the very first time. I know, I really did hear.
You were, Rossi,
I was. Well, okay, oh, hey, Drew, we've got a little follow-up for you. You remember earlier this week, if you were watching, we played a game of Chicago trivia, and it was Chicago native Ike Barinholtz versus Chicago Blackhawks, Jonathan Toews, and Seth Jones. The stakes were high. They did trivia, and the loser agreed to be posted on a huge Drew yellow billboard for all of Chicago to see. And the loser kept their word. Take a look at this.
I know. This is real. This is not a mock-up. We love the Drew Barrymore Show with the Chicago Blackhawks. And they were so fun. And I just girled out with a bunch of dudes. And next, we have someone very important here. I like to consider her a Drew crew, but she has a brand new gig hosting her own show, that's how good she is, on People TV called Celebrity Astrology Investigation. Take a look.
I do not endorse calling, texting, getting coffee with your ex. Move on. But as for Bennifer, here's what I know about them, their original breakup and why now is the time they've decided to rekindle. Let's investigate.
Well, please welcome back to the show. I still want to call you a Drew crew. It's Aliza Kelly.
Yay!
Thank you so much. I mean, I love it here. We are OG, baby.
Yeah, we go back.
We're thrilled because you're going to bring your cosmic talents right there to People TV. I'm so excited for you, Aliza. Tell me about it.
Thank you so much. I am so excited, too. So my love, like in my mind, astrology and pop culture sit right next to each other. I love them both. So this show is the fusion of that. We are going to be looking at celebrity charts. So we're looking at people like my king, Harry Styles, Aquarius King.
Yes.
Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly. Wow. We need to know what's going on there, so we look at that.
You're actually gonna do my chart too, and we're gonna put it on the website so you can see that.
Ooh, yes.
But since you're here and you're reading Charts of the Stars, can we get your cosmic take on some pop culture stories?
Yes, of course.
Let's hit it. First up, People reports HBO Max just released a new two-part documentary all about Brittany Murphy. Take a look at this.
Women in Hollywood are pressured enormously. She had lost an inordinate amount of weight, and she was dressing totally differently.
She said, "That's what I've been told. If I wanted to be considered as a leading lady." During a little dip she was having, he came along. And I think that's where her judgment was muddled, and she became prey.
Yeah, this is a very complicated story. Everyone's talking about it. It was just on the cover of People magazine.
That's right.
Yeah, and there's still so much mystery surrounding this. Now, when you look at her chart, is there anything helpful in there?
Brittany's chart is very riveting. It's really interesting because she was born during a new moon in Scorpio. So that means that the sun, which represents your identity, how you illuminate, how you take up space, and then also the moon, your emotional inner world, is in the sign that is associated with intensity and passion and also secrets. Mm. So I am not surprised that all of these years later, we are still trying to figure out what happened, yeah, because that is really baked into her birth chart.
I am curious about this documentary. I worked with Brittany, actually. We did a film together called Riding in Cars with Boys, and we got very close. She was a force. She was a good friend. She was very empathic, extremely sensitive, almost as if she didn't have skin. She could read a room and start crying in a moment's notice, you know, whether it was for work or because she was sort of taking on someone else's emotions. She was a very good, kind person. And it seems like she just got caught up in something. And that was really when we lost touch. So I'm eager to see it because the mystery is haunting to us to see this beautiful, bright star dim the lights.
Yeah.
Well said. And there's still so many unanswered questions. So
yeah,
I'll be tuning in for
sure. Yeah, me too. All right, well, next up, Meghan and Harry. People reports that they've just taken a partnership on with Ethic, a financial firm that helps people invest in companies that do good. Now, this is important because we've got to get it together on this planet so we can remain here. This couple, why do they seem so united on all fronts? What is the astrological reasoning here? Meghan and Harry are karmically, cosmically, every single way you could be connected, these two are. But really, this relationship is built on healing. Mm. All of the signatures for healing and for transformation and for change and growth show up in the chart. And we're gonna see that in every venture they take on together, because everything that they wanna do it from really heart-led.
As someone who grew up idolizing Princess Diana, I got to meet her when I was 7 years old. And she was so important and meaningful to us. She showed people that people with, you know, AIDS at that point were allowed to be touched. She fought for landmines. She changed the world. And to see Harry in a healing place after what's happened and she was taken away from us, it is healing. I'm glad that there is goodness there continuing on.
Yeah. I have goosebumps.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm so fascinated by them. I'm so glad they're doing such good with their lives, but I still don't understand how they could have left the royal family. I'm sorry, but my entire life, I've had that dream that one day the phone would ring and I'd be like, I'm Princess of Genovia, I am. You know what I mean? That's my fantasy. So the fact that they left is so fascinating, but it's in their charts that this is their mission in life, right?
So I have to tell you about their charts. Meghan introduces Harry to things that he would not have access to otherwise.
Really?
She exposes insight about his family, about the world that he came from, about his mother, that without her influence, he wouldn't have been able to see. So it's really very profound.
Fascinating.
Well, I think your show is going to be huge, Aliza Kelly. Yeah. Celebrity Astrology Investigation is available to watch on People's free streamer, People TV, with new episodes every Tuesday. I love you, Aliza.
Oh, love you guys. Thank you so
much. We'll be right back.
I could talk about it.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
For a pick from the Little Yellow Book, which is my personal guide to things that I really want to share with you. I can't contain it. Okay, today it's an incredible list created by The Strategist. They have 28 gifts under $50 from Hispanics and Latinx-owned brands. There's Noche Clara Cactus Soap by No Palada, an exfoliating bar with active charcoal. Oh, I'm there for that. And of course, the versatile beauty blender created by incredible makeup artist Rianne Silva. She's been on the show. Mm-hmm. It's now recyclable. Oh. Get the full list on our website from The Strategist, one of my faves. And listen, thank you guys so much for choosing to spend your time with us. We make this show for you. So take this good energy with you, and we hope we see you tomorrow.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.